understanding of human rights today has expanded beyond the very narrow notion of human rights that we used to have. And notions of well-being are very much part of modern constitutionalism. It may not be written into the UK constitution, but modern constitutions attempt to do that. But it's certainly an attempt to do that with modern constitutions, not very successful. And one of the big challenges that meets constitutionalists as well as public policy people is to try and define what we mean, and to try and find means through which we can measure, we can question, we can challenge, we can raise all sorts of issues around whether we are being successful or not. And I think, to a large extent, the interesting thing is that there is a degree of consensus, that doesn't mean to say everybody agrees, but it's a broad consensus on the sense of direction that we're going in Scotland, but no agreement on how we should get there and how we should measure and how we'll know if it's successful. What I found really useful about today, and also, I wasn't at the previous couple, I apologise for that, but I did look at the video and so on and so forth, was just how fresh and exciting the discussions have been. And I think this is where we're at the moment. We're in a process of change and really trying to move this forward. I was a member of the Christie Commission. That was a really great experience, great fun. And one of the issues that we discussed on the Commission and our recommendations are very similar to things that we're hearing today. I don't actually think it's rocket science at all. I think it's just common sense. Someone used the term common sense. I think a lot of it is common sense. And I think one of the absences in all of public policy is common sense. And often what we've done is replace common sense with all sorts of fancy language, measurements and indicators and all the rest of it. And I think that's something that needs to be addressed. And I want to particularly comment on indicators, because that's been a big theme for the day. What are these indicators? How do we measure these things? And this is something I've been interested in and engaged in my career over a long number of years. And I've been very critical of target setting and so on, and a lot of the indices and measurements. And I'll tell you the reasons I, and many others, have been critical of them. And I think it really tries to encapsulate much that we've heard today. I think one of the problems is that we can't actually capture well-being, happiness, the kind of love, the kind of things that often seem soft, actually are so central to what it means to be a human being. That's what relates back to human rights. What does it mean to be human? It is these very, very important matters that they can't be captured and can't be easily, if at all, measured. When I was a graduate student, I had a supervisor who was a big man for quants. I remember him saying at one point, what counts can't be counted. I felt like saying, you're just wasting your whole bloody academic career. That's all you've ever done. But I think it really captures so much of what we're trying to do. And it's easy to say that and say we dismiss everything. We can't do that. We've got to come up with alternatives. And I'm putting plural on that. It's alternatives. And it's not to say that there are things that can be measured. There are things that can be measured. And I think we've got to be very honest about that. But all too often, they are proxies. They're approximate to that which we're trying to measure. They're not absolute. So some of the things we were talking around this table, you can see why we use that measurement, but it doesn't tell the whole story. It kind of approximates to it. And I think the danger is that we start worshipping the measurements. And then the other danger is we pursue the measurements. That's what we've got to do. We'll do that. Forget about everything else. And one of the things we said in Christie is all public policy should be geared towards outcomes. It's about outcomes. It's about making it sort of a better place. And let's not get too caught up in these measurements. They're important, but remember their place. Now, last week, I was at a conference in Rome. There was something called the European Public Administration Network. It's senior officials from different governments across Europe, not just Europe and beyond. And what we've been trying to do is to look at some of these questions. And what I would say is, what we're confronting in this room today is common across the world. These are big problems. And it was really interesting being in this fancy room in Italy, and the Prime Minister was like, you know, fancy stuff and all these great figures that, you know, we thought, that way actually looks like it's a bit weird, you know. And they didn't have the answer. They didn't have the answer. They weren't admitting it. They won't admit it. But there is no instant answer. And I think that's a hugely important point. We've got to be sceptical, we've got to be critical. And I think we've also got to be willing to acknowledge there's different ways of looking at things. There are different measurements. One thing that I've come to conclude is that actually if we're going to try to measure these things, we need to kind of have what my Italian colleagues and others were saying, composite measurements. That is lots of different measures. We're going to have qualitative and quantitative measurements. So when we're looking at the crime stats, we do need to ask people how frightened are you in your community, how secure do you feel in your community, and we do need to look at actual levels of statistics of what crimes and levels of crimes have been committed. We need all of that and much more besides. How do we use that data? How do we use that in terms of developing policy? And that's a big question. And I think one of the things is it has to only be a starting point. It cannot dictate policy. It's got to be a starting point. We cannot allow the data, the evidence alone to determine policy. We've got to go back to folk and to listen to people. We don't do that very well. And I think in Scotland, probably more than most parts of Western Europe, we're very poor at that. We're very good at doing things to people, for people, but not with people. And I think that's one of the radical changes that I think we need to see. It's one of the big messages from Christy. So purpose, what is the purpose of all this data? It needs to always be questioned. That was kind of made mention of you know, like the crime stats, and it's true. You know, no matter what stats are used, there's always someone who's going to say, that proves we need more cops. I have asked this question, I did it this morning, done this so many times in the last few years. Someone's going to justify the policy of having 1,000 more cops in the team. I've yet to hear the justification for that. And I have asked cops and others across Scotland at every level. No one has yet made a case to me that justifies that. That's all they've got. Why 1,000? Why not 998? Why 1,005? Whatever. Why 1,000? It's that kind of neatness. And the reason is because it's a headline. And too much of our public policy is dictated by headlines. Keep the Daily Mail happy. Why do you want to keep the Daily Mail happy, for God's sake? So I think we really need to ask ourselves what we're trying to do in terms of these things. We've got to focus on outcomes, move away from input measurements, and that will also create a number of challenges. And one that's really been alluded to many times, that really does need to be emphasised, and that is outcomes take time. I like the notion of aspirations. I like the idea of having aspirations. There's a fear about aspirations, because you put it up there and people think it's going to be met next year. But it won't be, it can't be. Some of these things are difficult and will take time. And we've got to build that into our approach. It requires a kind of maturing in our politics, in our discourse, in our society, in our communities, amongst ourselves. We've got to be a lot more mature about these things. And what I think will take time. And I think that is one of the biggest challenges, and one of the things that I find most depressing is that a lot of the best policy is avoided because it doesn't get that quick win. Quick wins are always seen as more important than anything else. And you know, when you think about what a person's life experience, you don't make decisions now about what you're going to do in 10 years' time on the basis of a piece of evidence. You don't do it in that kind of simplified way. We've got all sorts of things we think, and we also want to be in a position where we can change policy and change direction. I don't think we're very, very good at that. Finally, one thing I would say is that having a diversity research is really, really interesting. And I know this is the last of these events, but it won't be the last of this process. I'm involved with colleagues in something called What Works Scotland. It's like I'm doing from the sidelines. And one of the things we're trying to do is to look at some of these issues and to critically engage with them. And we're looking at things like the National Performance Committee, which we've got to focus on planning partnerships and at the local level. And I really think that it would be good to engage with folk here on this. And so I'm not sure how we can do this, but I'd be very keen to see if this could kind of follow through into it. I mean, ultimately, I suppose my final point would be, in terms of all these measurements and all the rest of it, I think we really need to put people back central stage in all of this. I'm not knocking Scottish Government officials. I won't do that. I think it's cheap, it's too easy, and it's not right. But we've got to try and ensure that when it comes to policy making and such like, we start remembering more that people are complex. And I think we don't tend to do that. We do think in silos and boxes. We do think short term. We go for the easy option, which is the kind of measurements we've talked about.